chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Tell me how long you gonna... Good morning, it's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to Your Defending Fathers, and we are in the final segment of the show. The text line is 231-758-7707, and I am honored to welcome Representative Neil Friske into the show. Good morning, Rep.
Good morning, Izzy. How are you this morning? I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I did. How about you?
Oh, can't complain at all. It was great. Spent some good time with some of the family and just kicked back, taking it easy a little bit. So it's always a great time, a little bit out of character for us, obviously not having anything white on the ground, but we all survived.
We did. So I take it you were nice, not naughty. That's good to know.
I am always nice. What are you thinking?
Exactly. So, Representative Friske, I wanted to talk to you about the satanic goat, among other things, and the letter that you crafted to be sent to the Michigan Capitol Commission. And we talked about it earlier in the show with Representative Shriver, this little satanic goat that's on the lawn of the Capitol building near the manger. And it's a hideous, silly little thing in some ways, but what it represents is not. So what was your first impression when you saw that?
Well, you know, it's really sad to see stuff like that. And I know that, you know, the Satanic Temple of West Michigan was the group that put it out there. And of course, you know, they're claiming that, you know, it's part of their First Amendment right. But, you know, there's arguments out there that actually the First Amendment right is really more relating to things that are country was founded on, which were godly
right.
principles, not satanic principles. And so, you know, it's really sad to see that. You know, there was a nativity scene out there. I don't know if it I thought I was under the impression that stuff like that can only be out there for a certain number of days. But you know, and that's just a very respectful thing. There's not people up there, you know, kissing it and you know, trying to make an obstacle of it. It's just a symbolic, you know, a presence that we as Christians celebrate. And so it's really, you know, it's really sad to see, you know, evil and satanic things like that, you know, being promoted on public display in front of our state capitol. So you know, it was sad to see that. We have not heard back from the Capitol Commission yet. I do expect some kind of response from them eventually, just as a matter of courtesy, but have not heard back from them to, you know, see what their grounds are for granting the permission for it. But it's sad to see that sort of thing being promoted in society.
Yes, especially during the holiday season of Christmas, which is, you know, the birth of Jesus Christ. It just seems very disrespectful. But those of us who are right, those of us who are believers believe that Jesus will triumph over Satan in the end. So that is a great comfort to us despite these little jabs at us. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about procedure. This letter, I believe, was it by eight representatives? Is that right?
Yeah, I think we maybe we're up to 10 now. The letter was officially delivered, I believe, with 8 signatures on it, but we have had a couple more people, you know, request to sign on to it. So we've added their names, like on our social media posts. But obviously, the official letter was submitted with the original 8. So, So you know, the Capitol Commission is who has the quote unquote authority over the Capitol building and the grounds. So anything that's done there, you know, has to be run through them. To put something like that out there, you have to request a permit, so to speak. And, you know, so obviously that was submitted to them and they looked at it and approved it and that's what allows it. So that's also who then we, you know, we send our rebuttal to in saying that, you know, we're disappointed in their decision to allow something like that. And we'll see, like I said, we'll see what kind of response we get from them. But at the end of the day, you know, it's been there. I assume that maybe now that Christmas is over, maybe it's gone. But I haven't been down there now since early last week.
So there's that procedure in place, and you hope to get a positive response or at least some kind of response even, I suspect. And how often are displays even on the Capitol grounds? Is this like an ongoing year-round affair?
No, not really. I mean, every once in a while you'll see something, you know, that's kind of associated with maybe some kind of a rally that's going to take place on a specific day, you know, down at the Capitol. But usually those are more just like signs, you know, maybe a sign or a banner or something, you know, by, you know, either Right to Life or, you know, or someone on the other side of that issue. As far as displays like this, obviously, you know, I've not spent a lot of time in Lansing until I became an elected official. So it's not like I've been down there, you know, keeping track of that. But I know last year, I don't remember seeing that horse that going out there last year. Maybe somehow I just somehow missed it. I don't know. But, I mean, I wasn't technically, you know, sworn in yet. But, you know, we were down there during the time just before Christmas. And I know the nativity scene was out there a little bit. But typically, no, you don't see displays there year round, you know, of different types. It is more of a, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the nativity scene, probably was there for years, you know, before this goat thing came along and, you know, somebody got the idea and said, oh, gee, they get to put their thing out there. We want to put something out there too. And that's how it goes, but.
Right, right. No, I believe you're right. I don't think that goat presentation, shall we call it, be polite here, was around last year. I think it was a few years ago, because I remember when I was a reporter for Watchdog Wire, we covered it, but that was like a few years ago. So again, it's sort of reared its little head again.
Right, right.
Let's just change tracks here for a few minutes in the time we have left. And tell me, what are your goals for 2024? It's a really important election year. What would you like to see happen?
Well, you know, obviously we're in a different situation right now. You know, we technically right now we have shared power. There's 54 Republicans, 54 Democrats. So there's not a majority in the House for either party. And so, you know, from the priority standpoint, a person really, you know, the outlook's not much different. There will be a special election, and there's all kinds of debate around that with this ruling now about the 13 contested district lines and so forth.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, even if that one somehow ends up out of the mix, you know, the other district is very, very strong, 60%+ Democrat. So it's very likely that a Democrat will fill that seat again for the remaining of the term, which will give them a one-person majority again. But, you know, that's not until the end of April. So, you know, with all of this uncertainty and all of this going on, we're really just trying to focus on, you know, constituent work, working in the district, keeping our presence known. Obviously, 2024 is an election year again, and, you know, I have officially filed. I am running for re-election. And so we're just trying to focus on, you know, district stuff and, you know, wait until all this other stuff shakes itself out before we can, you know, get too excited about anything happening there. Because, you know, even in shared power, if things would proceed the way they are supposed to, you know, a person's not going to get anything of significance accomplished, period. You might, you know, there might end up being a handful of, you know, mealy-mouth Republican bills that find their way to the floor and get voted on, but they're not going to be anything of substance. You know, we, back towards the end of, before we adjourned, there was a lot of, Detroit had this land value tax credit that they were trying to get pushed through, And, you know, there was negotiations going on for Republican votes. And in that, part of the deal that was made was that, you know, there were going to be 10 Republican bills that came up. Seven of the 10 did come up for a vote. And I think I voted no on five of those seven, you know. So they're not, you know, they're not going to, you know, we're not going to get anything accomplished that's going to motivate you or I or make us feel like we've had a big victory. And so because of that, like I said, being an election year coming up, you know, really trying to just focus on in-district stuff, getting around to, you know, meet people over right. and over, get to, you know, various public meetings and public events and just work on the base in the district. And, you know, I'm very optimistic that we can get the majority back in the House in 2024. You know, that doesn't allow us to change anything in Lansing because obviously the Senate and the governor are still Democrat controlled. But at least it will allow us to stop this,
yes.
you know, this torrid rant of terrible stuff that's happened over the last year. So, but it has to start somewhere. You know, if we can get that accomplished and then
yeah.
really dig in and work super hard for 2026 to try to get the majority back so we can get our state headed back down the right track again.
Yes, and that's just like the endless work of politicking and campaigning, reaching out, engaging the grassroots. Do you think you'll have a primary challenger? It's an impertinent question, but...
yeah, well, I do have a primary challenger. There is someone that has filed officially. I believe it was just, I don't know, maybe it's been a week ago now. I have not actually looked on the Secretary of State's website to confirm that. I saw it on a social media post. And so I assume that it's accurate. It's a little unfortunate. You know, as we talk about getting our state back on the right track, you know, I believe that I have represented the Republicans in the 107th House District very well. I okay. certainly represented them the way I promised I would.
Yeah. Representative, we're out of time, but thank you so much for coming on today. We really, really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Cindy, for having me.
For sure. Thank you, Neil. We will be back Bye-bye. After the break.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me. If I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. a Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
It's Izzy Lyman, and it's the very final segment of the show, and we are going to try to patch in Jake Ling one more time, see if we can get him on the line, and that would be amazing. It would be a praise the Lord moment, but I thank you. Hello, Jake? Jake? Are we in?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, yeah. How are you? Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us in the six minutes we have left. Oh, go ahead.
I'm so sorry for being late. God bless you, Izzy. Thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and God bless you. And in the time that we have left, tell us what's going on on your day today. What's on your docket? What are you thinking about?
Well, we're trying to get to this big goal that we had pushing before Christmas. We're still pushing for the Gen Sixers. Were offered an amazing donation matching opportunity from Patrick Byrne. If we get the $500,000 on our Give, Send, Go for the January 6th legal fund, then he will donate $500,000 to the Gen Sixers. And so we've been in some crazy push this last 10 days. We're at like $450,000 now. We've got just a little bit left to go until we get to our goal. So I've been just pushing like that. I'm going to be all over social media and doing my thing today, you know, getting the American Patriots out there, going to j6legal.org. If anybody else out there wants to help contribute, you know, the January Sixers really need this big push. That link to go donate to our Give, Send, Go is j6legal.org.
J6legal.org. And this gentleman is the CEO of Overstock, right? The one that's doing the matching grant fund?
Yeah. Yeah, Patrick Byrne, former CEO of Overstock, great patriot, friends of the Jan Fixer. So we're just blessed. And, you know, we take that. I mean, I've been sitting in the gulag now for 1,070 days without a trial. And, you know, we're fighting hard. We just got one of our cases picked up by Supreme Court. And so, you know, these legal funds, we do put them to the best use possible. We're fighting civil cases and change of venue motions. And, I mean, appeals for some of our convictions. There's over 250 Jan Sixers behind bars right now. And so it's rough, but we're fighting back. And you got to fight.
So the first time I heard you was on the Transformation Michigan prayer call. And I was stunned. It was like as if Paul the Apostle was speaking from prison. You were incredible. You're an incredible Christian. You're inspiring so many of us, literally millions of us. And I know I can't thank you enough. I almost want to cry when I think about it. But we can't thank you enough for just holding the faith and inspiring so many of us and being a testimony to the Lord.
Oh, thanks, Izzy. God bless. I mean, you know, God pours out his spirit and uses different vessels at different seasons. He's chose to use me for a little bit, and he'll continue choosing the unlikely. You know, he chose me. I'm just a prisoner. I'm just a Jan 6 political prisoner, and he's using me for a little bit here. And our God is the God of amazing, you know, circumstances, and he will, you know, choose any single one of you guys for his next big trick, his next amazing grace that he's going to pour out. And you just have to be ready, willing, and able. Open up your heart like a bowl and let him pour his spirit into you and just be constantly in that state of wanting to receive more from God and begging and pleading and supplicating before him. God, use me. Send me, Lord, send me. And he will surely use you for his next amazing feat And, you know, he's not done using me. He's not done using the Jan Sixers. And he's surely not done using you out there. Just be ready and willing and keep that lamp burning. And God will continue to pour out his spirit on all those who seek his face.
Amen, amen, amen. And earlier in the show, I went a little bit about your background, a little bit of why you're where you're at, obviously not in great detail, but I really do appreciate the fact that we can donate to this J6 fund and the Overstock. And tell us also how to find you on social media in the time that we have left.
Oh, yeah. Well, the donation link, guys, again, if you're looking for a tangible way to make a real impact in the January Sixers political, you know, plight here, this persecution, go to j6legal.org. I appreciate that so much. We're grateful for you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jake Lang J6. And, you know, we're tweeting over there. And I just saw my assistant sent over that, Izzy, you tweeted me. I got to retweet that. So we're busy and we're blessed. And God's going to open up doors for us. Yeah, he's opening up doors. And the Jan Sixers, we're going to see our day of vindication.
Amen.
You know, those who wait on the Lord, you know, shall be renewed.
Amen, amen, amen. And brother, you've got people praying and fasting with you. I know you fasted for that Supreme Court decision. And we're going to join you. You just ask us whenever you need us to fast with you. And we will do it. We will do it.
Of course.
Thank you
of
so
course.
Much.
We'll set up another time. We'll come on here. And we'll talk more about, you know, faith through persecution and just staying tough and leaning on Jesus for every single little bit that you need. And I know it because I've done it, and it works, guys out there. If you got a small problem or a large problem, he's sure to solve them.
Now, Jake, one last question. Can you have visitors in the D.C. Gulag?
Yeah, in an hour and a half from now, my dad's driving down from New York, where I'm from, and visiting me on the day after Christmas here, which is a blessing. And I do get a visitor. One day per week, I get a 1 hour visit. So,
okay, awesome.
My family usually comes, or friends, and I'm blessed for that. And it wasn't always that way, guys. I did 15 straight months, no visitations, no haircuts in the gulag. We had to fight for our visitation rights and be able to give ourselves grooming as well, too. So, you know, every single day we're fighting on many fronts. And so now we got visitations. Blessed be God's name for that.
Awesome. That is good to hear. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope to do a longer interview at some point with you in the future, but I will be continuing to follow your X feed.
Thank you. Thank you, Izzy. God bless you, and have a blessed, amazing new year. 2024 is going to be the year that changes the world.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you so much for joining Your Defending Fathers. God bless you, Jake. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show this morning. I hope you were as inspired and as blessed as I was. We appreciate it. And have a great rest of the day. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles...